Are you the homeowner here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just passing by with Point because we're doing some prevention work for a couple neighbors. And while we're here, anyways.
Oh, somebody already came by with this already.
Yeah, so I know one of our competitors was here not too long ago. So that's why I'm stopping, because we have a lot of customers in the area, and they've just called and let me know that. And we've had a lot of people looking for more competitive rates. So.
Well, I'm good. We're good with ours.
So what company do you guys use to treat the home?
I don't want to say, but, we use the local one.
Okay.
The one that everybody uses around here.
Yeah, I know Viking's pretty common. Is that
the one we use?
Is that who you use? Okay. Because I don't know if you know Kevin Schultz just down the street.
No.
He's a nice guy, but he actually just barely switched from Viking, not because he wasn't happy with them, but mainly...
We're pretty happy with it, so if we have a card or something, we can leave it, but we don't intend to change. Everybody's been coming around lately, trying to get everybody to change. We already switched to garbage.
Right.
We switched our homeowners. Everybody's coming around
sure.
This thing, and it's making me a little nervous why all these new companies all of a sudden are coming out of nowhere. It makes me a little nervous, so...
No, I think it's a good thing for you if it saves you the money and if you're getting
now.
A better service.
We're pretty good now.
Yeah, and Kevin, he was super happy with Viking, but it was mainly just the price savings thing. We could save you around $300 a year.
Right now, we're good. We're good with the prices.
Okay, you wouldn't be interested in saving any type of money?
Well, it's not that. It's just, I just don't have the time to really kind of look at all that. My husband's in the back. He might think about it, but I don't.
Yeah.
What do you do about carpenter bees?
So we, each time we come out, we actually apply a repellent up there so that they're not getting up underneath the fascia.
You can ask him.
He's in the back?
He's in the back. You can ask him.
Okay. What's your name?
Pat and George.
Okay, I'll just tell George I spoke with you, Pat. So should I just go around back? Okay. All right. Thanks, Pat. Hey George.
I told him we were happy with our Viking services that we only use for the pest control.
Yep.
Because I told him there's so many companies coming around there every week that we get a new
company
coming
a lot
around
of people
for
coming
pest control or something to change, and it's making me a little nervous that all these companies are coming in. It makes me a little nervous. And I said, this is the second time we've had another competitor come in. Like 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
I was the guy.
No,
another guy
I know
came
they were
in
here.
And he was doing the same thing. I'm going like, where are all these new companies coming in? It's like making me a little nervous. But I told him that we were happy with the Vikings that we use. But you talk to him, it's about pricing.
No, we use them once in a while. We don't need it that often. I take care of my own back here. I have some traps on here. But otherwise, we don't have that much of a problem. So
sure,
yeah.
Most of these homes aren't having anything major. Yeah, I know. We're just down the street right now at Kevin Schultz's house.
Right.
He was having Viking coming out to treat, but he just barely switched over because, I mean, our main strategy, since we're family-owned, we're trying to cut down on costs by servicing a lot of homes close by.
Right.
And so we have like a group of around 20 homes we're treating, and that way it saves us a lot of time and gas so we can cut our prices down.
But what kind of treatment, I don't see any... problems or majorly that we have.
So
we want to put something pesticide down when there's nothing there to worry about.
Right.
Also, we have a dog. We also, my husband's very environmentally friendly. So, he's an engineer. So, he takes a lot of that into consideration as well.
Sure.
As do I.
Sure.
Because we have a dog and, kids come by every now and then.
Right.
And we haven't had too many problems with ants or spiders much, we used to once in a while, but it's not that bad lately.
It's mainly been bees and wasps and sometimes, mice in the wintertime is what we've seen. So what we do is we just treat, areas where these insects are getting inside, or a lot of times they'll get into the walls or behind the siding. So each time we come, we treat like around windows. And the products that we use, I mean, they have to be safe. I mean, they're monitored by the EPA, so they will biodegrade in about 3 months' time. And that's why we come back, just to reapply that barrier, you know, the sun, the wind, the rain, that wears on it. So so we treat around windows, doorways, and then up in the eaves, especially getting underneath fascia boards. We've got a 30-foot long pole with a treated brush that we use, and we just do some manual labor to even wipe down for spider webs, just to keep the home looking nice.
Well, like I said, we really don't have that much that we're, you know, any farms, so we need anything right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just more of a maintenance. I mean, we do have exterminating, I guess, if these homes had problems, but most of these homes we're treating haven't had any issues. It's just to kind of keep it that way, keep it nice and neat.
Right.
And while we're here, we're doing it for 40%.
We've been here 20 years, and it's been pretty much status quo. So, you know, unless we have some kind of invasion, I think we're okay.
Sure. All right.
So I appreciate you dropping by.
No problem. Well, let us know if you ever need anything.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good one.